This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Bears.
We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns, so, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. I got tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
We love Chris Emma, and now he joins us here on the Circa Las Vegas hotline, Circa Resort. You need to go check it out, CircaLasVegas.com. It's Football Friday. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Hey, Emma.
Boys, what's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too, sir.
Well, let's get right to it. Bears are ready for work, ready for Sunday at Soldier Field with the Saints coming in. And according to my buddy, Kevin Fishbane, who gave me this nugget, which we'll get right out of the way, the Bears are a 4.5-point favorite, their largest spread in which they're a favorite since last year against the Patriots. 19-3 loss. It was a disaster. They were 5-point favorites in that one. Ben Johnson has his team in a different position now, where the Bears are believing that they are on the rise and that they are taking steps forward towards contention. This is a potential letdown if you look at it this way. The Saints are a tough football team. I've heard you guys talking about it all day long on the show with numerous guests throughout the week. Like, this is a team that's coming into Soldier Field trying to challenge the Bears. And here have the Bears gone from this team that struggled along the way to trying to assert itself and get a win at home. Ben Johnson's aware of that. He was pressed on that. Let's get right to it. Here's Ben Johnson on the circumstances for Sunday.
No, this is the next opponent. And I think we've been pretty consistent with the message from the first day I met with you guys to all the way to the end of the week here that this is an improving team. It's a bunch of prideful guys, and they're desperately looking to get their second win of the season, and we're desperately looking not to give that to them. So I think our guys are feeling like the urgency is where it should be. It's normal for us at this point. And like I said to start, I really feel like this is a big step for the growth of our team, because the last time we had a short week like this, we didn't handle it very well. And so that to me is the most important thing. It's about us.
From your last couple of years in Detroit, what did you learn about how to take each week as a new challenge when maybe you are favored? Maybe there are people saying, oh, you're going to win that game.
Yeah, I didn't know that we were favored. I don't really pay a ton of attention to that type of stuff unless it gets shown to me. It wasn't this week. That's what happens when you win three in a row. All I know that is we have yet to play our best football and what we're capable of doing. And so when you turn on that tape from last week, there's a number of things that we need to clean up. We've talked about, I do think we're getting better in certain aspects, but we're still in a race there to get as good as we can be before December. Because like I said, we're going to be playing our best ball in December and January. And so we're still working our way to get there. We've had some ups and some downs as we've gone. But that's the mission. That's all we have in sight is finding a way to improve this week from what we did last week.
It's a really interesting thing that he's saying there, because the last time that they had a short week, it didn't go well. And he's right. They got blown out after having a short week. I wonder, Emma, what you think he means by them not handling it well. As someone who covers his team every day, what are the things that you think went into that?
You know, I wish as a reporter I would have followed up and gotten some more context on that. I took it as just the outcome, but I'm curious if there was more. If there was something from that week in preparation for the Lions that they just felt maybe the hangover from the loss to the Vikings was still lingering and they never truly put that to bed. I wish I could have gone back on that, and I might have the chance to do it Sunday or next week. But and that one struck me as well. I like the fact that he's going back to that. The Ben Johnson is taking any reference point possible with this football team to say, here's how we can get better. Here's something we can learn from. And that's notable in my mind.
Yeah, and I like the idea that he knows and has said that they still haven't played the kind of game that he wants to see them play, and maybe they never will. It's like, you know, you keep chasing that perfection and try to get there. December 28th is one of the games, and then there's a flex game the next week. So they do have a regular season game against Detroit in January, but I do like the idea that maybe January meant playoffs. So I like the idea. If he's planting that and putting that in their heads, that's good.
Yeah, I think that's where he was going. I don't think he was saying that we just want to finish the regular season strong.
Yeah, no.
I think that he's looking at it as, hey, we have this opportunity. Let's make sure that we – and that's kind of what we all thought, right? Like when we talked about the growth of Caleb and the development of Caleb, it was like once we got to Halloween – once we got to Thanksgiving, that we could look and be like, hey, where's he at right now?
Yeah.
And so far, it's weird because I actually think that the progress has been linear. But there might be a point over the next couple of weeks where it isn't, and you shouldn't freak out about that.
Right. And you should be able to see that because it has felt linear, and that is a rarity.
It's kind of cool
for the way these things are supposed to feel. The run game getting going, a big, big deal. Chris, we saw DeAndre Swift make really good strides this past week.
Yes, we did. It was a terrific game for DeAndre Swift. It was notable because of the changes made on the offensive line. Coming off the bye, we know Ben Johnson catered a lot of this offense to the strengths of his players, but you saw Theo Benedict out there making a big difference at left tackle. Darnell Wright, I love that sequence of him and that final driver. He's just getting downfield. Like, everything kind of worked in concert for this running game, and it was notable. And for me, with DeAndre Swift and Ben Johnson, it goes back to the fact that they had a breakup. Ben Johnson had DeAndre Swift as one of his lead backs in Detroit back in 2022, his first year as the Lions offensive coordinator. And that next April, they get a chance to take Jahmyr Gibbs, and they immediately trade DeAndre Swift away. There's kind of an awkwardness to this. It's hard not to see it that way, where he was cast off and then suddenly reunites. Consider the context, too, that the Bears spent a lot of this offseason evaluating the running back position in the draft. We know they explored that in great detail. They've looked at options on the open market. DeAndre Swift is a kind of an arranged marriage for Ben Johnson in a way. And it seems like they've turned the corner where they're finding the best in each other and maximizing this relationship. So what you're going to hear now is Ben Johnson talking about DeAndre Swift, followed by DeAndre Swift talking about Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the same guy since I came back here. I mean, it's what I remember from my Detroit days when he was a rookie all the way until he left town there. This guy is an explosive athlete. We just got to give him some space, and he can do some dynamic things with the ball in his hands. And so that's been the case all season long. I'm glad it came to fruition there last week when we needed it. I think he has that ability to ignite our offense, give us a spark, make people miss in space, and he can be dangerous. And so that's our mission as coaches and as his teammates, is to help him find that space.
Ben has spoken really highly of you since you guys got back together here. What does that endorsement and his support mean to you?
It means everything. It means everything. I can't express enough how excited I am to be back with him. Got so much respect for him on and off the field. just the belief he has, and not only me, but the guys in his locker room, man, it goes a long way. Just happy to play for a man like that.
When you get an offensive game plan and you see different aspects of how you're involved, do you feel that support? Do you feel that is the belief and the confidence that he's showing in you?
100%, 100%. And that's what I look forward to, being that playmaker for this team and things like that, and looking forward to having the opportunities to continue to show up.
That's a good job by you, Chris, putting those two together. Thank you. And it's interesting. I keep thinking about what Olin said a couple hours ago. He's like, looks like they gave DeAndre Swift plenty of those outside zone plays. And the deal is, when we do give it to you inside, run hard.
Yeah, or else they can go. It's funny because when Ben signed here and we first heard from DeAndre, it wasn't that. We didn't hear the ringing endorsement. I feel like I'm listening to a guy who's happy.
DeAndre?
Yeah,
me too.
That's how that came off. Right. That soundbite came off as guys like, yeah, I really love the way that he does this, and I'm glad that we're on the same page and we're back together. I wasn't hearing it that way from either one of those guys.
You know what? I think I might draft him. Might draft him in fantasy football.
Let's not go through that again.
A little too late.
Is he going to play on Sunday, Emma?
Yes, he will. DeAndre Swift said he was good to go. He will play on Sunday. The groin injury was not something that popped up in practice. I think it's something he's been maintaining throughout the last few weeks.
Chris, we've learned that all groin injuries are not created equal. We've learned that a lot. Yeah. We've got Jalen Johnson's groin injury. We have DJ Moore's, and we've got this one.
Torsion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of which, DJ Moore was not available to speak this week, did not get a chance to talk with him. He is off the injury report. He is good to go for Sunday.
Okay, that's good news. What about the other running backs in case they need them?
Well, they haven't utilized the rest of this backfield much throughout the course of this season. Kyle Manongai, 22 carries, 81 yards. Roshon Johnson, 1 carry, 6 yards coming to Monday night's game. They've not established depth in this backfield. DJ Moore, has been kind of the complimentary rusher, if you will. Ben Johnson wants that. We know what he had in Detroit. Those are two luxury cars that he had with Gibbs and Montgomery running the football. I think he'd love to have that kind of backfield depth, and he's trying to find it. So here's Ben Johnson on the depth in the backfield.
Yeah, we certainly value what he's bringing to us in a special teams capacity right now. Yeah, it's one of those things where we'd love to get him more carries, but that also takes the ball away from other guys also. So I would love to get him more, but it's a little bit hard right now with all the mouths we have to feed.
Do you see Manongai playing faster, maybe more downhill?
I don't know that. I felt like he did that in the preseason. I thought those preseason games he was pretty quick to press a hole and then hit it up the field. And so I think that's carried over. I don't see anything any different. I know Coach Bieniemy's been on all those guys about, stepping on the gas when they see it and making sure we're eliminating those negative runs that have plagued us there early. And I think he's done a good job of that.
In terms of the Monday night game, it felt like they used all three backs in ways that fit them. Like DeAndre did a lot of outside. Manongai did some stuff between the tackles, as did Roshon, a couple slow developing things between the tackles. I wonder if that will end up being telegraphed to the opposition. Like, oh, this guy's in, that means X. But, you know, but either way, it seems like he used all three guys, Chris, in ways that was comfortable for them.
Yeah, and that first cut was in reference to Roshon Johnson. I thought it was notable the way that he immediately shifted to the special teams value, which doesn't exactly give a ringing endorsement for Roshon Johnson as a rusher in this offense. And look, Roshon Johnson was somebody selected by the previous coaching staff, and obviously with Ryan Poles at the helm. But we know Ben Johnson's putting his fingerprints all over the makeup of this roster, and obviously especially on offense, where he wants to find guys who he can work with. Kyle Manongai jumped right into the fold and established himself as the number two back behind DeAndre Swift. That's because A, Roshon Johnson was hurt, and B, I think Ben Johnson just doesn't see a ton of value in him as a running back coming in this rotation. So I think this is just going to be the way it works for the time being until they find somebody else to add to that mix. It's going to be DeAndre Swift as your lead back. DJ Moore is a complimentary piece. Kyle Manongai is somebody who's getting plenty of looks as well. And they're just going to work with those three.
How's Grady Jarrett doing?
So Grady Jarrett, for the first time since he was shut down with a knee injury, was back on the field today, a limited participant. But that's a big step forward. And Ben Johnson talked about him earlier this week, saying, for a lot of guys, you want to get them out there for multiple practices and give them a chance to play for Sunday. Grady Jarrett's an exception as an 11-year veteran. This is somebody who knows what he's doing out there, who's obviously putting in the work behind the scenes to get himself mentally ready for this game. So the fact that he was just limited and this is his first practice back, I don't think that necessarily rules him out for Sunday. I wouldn't count on him being out there, but at the very least, he's feeling better. Here's Grady Jarrett.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing way better.
Good to be back out there today?
Man, it felt amazing to be back on the practice field. And so I'm excited to, you know, continue to get better, work on my craft, and, you know, do what I got to do.
How tough was it having to sit out those games, especially when you were winning?
Yeah, for sure, man. Never missing a game. Missing games has always been, you know, real tough for me. I haven't missed many in my career. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when you're not healthy, you got to do what you need to do to get yourself healthy. And I was fortunate enough, you know, to when I did, you know, come across my challenges, we had a little extra bye week for, you know, for, you know, me to get some healing on and do what I need to do. So, so I'm excited to be where I'm at and excited to get back and rolling whenever that time may be and, you know, contribute to the team.
What was the reason?
Excuse me?
Do you think it's
going to
be
Sunday? You know, coach's decision, you know, however we do, but at the end of the day, I'm just focused on what I can control and you know, and go about it that way.
What was the process for getting back? Did you need to clean up anything like that to deal with this?
You know, man, we had a great, you know, collaborative effort, you know, everybody involved to come up with a plan for me to be my best, and that's what I'm most excited about.
You've been around the league long enough to understand for somebody like Dennis facing his former team. Do you think it's personal for him, and does that give you guys as players any more motivation for Sunday?
You know, it's always personal whenever you get, you know, like whenever you play this game, man, it got to be personal. It's business, but business is personal, you know what I'm saying? So every time you get an opportunity to go out there and compete, you want to win the game, you want to beat who across the line from you, and whenever it's the opposite team that you used to go against or, you know, has something to do with, it might add a little extra juice to it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, for him, sir, definitely gonna mean a lot to go out here, put up a good showing, but for everybody involved, man, and I think everybody just chasing their best. But yeah, whenever you line up, get the opportunity to play this game, it's personal.
It sounded like you gave him the opportunity to admit to a procedure that was rumored, and he did not. Did you get anything cleaned up there? Like, oh, no, I'm just happy about the plan. So, yeah, that's interesting. That's where we are with Grady. Lawrence, I don't know about you, but, like, I was so excited to hear from Grady Jarrett. You know, remember you and I, like, we were so excited hearing him talk, and then we're getting rolling. And I just want to see him play.
Yeah,
give us something on the field, you know.
But if that means that Shamar Turner is getting more time on the field, I'm okay with it. And then we can settle up with Ryan on the choice to sign him at this point in his career later on. But I want to see more Shamar Turner. I kind of figured that Grady Jarrett would be like a rotational guy, like you weren't going to be using him on every single down. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
But I agree with you. Like, he's such a fun personality that it's nice to actually hear his voice again.
Yeah. But I'd like to
see him play.
Like to see him play. What do you think about the defensive line rotation there, Chris? We're going to see. We saw Shamar Turner at D end. Oh, I also I'm curious. Do you think we'll see Austin Booker at D end this week? Is there a chance of that?
Yeah, a lot to cover. First one, note with Grady Jarrett, he's played 155 out of possible 169 career games. He's been healthy. He's been durable throughout his career. Obviously, this was something more significant. I did give him the chance to address whether he did have a knee scope or some procedure. I condensed it a little bit afterwards. There was some follow-up. There was nothing that he was willing to talk about in terms of his health beyond just the fact that he's feeling better. So that's good. Shamar Turner is somebody who they're comfortable with at defensive end. I think they see him having some size to make a difference. And this is a guy, as we know, who plays with a very high motor. And then to your other question, Austin Booker, the Bears released Tano Passanio this afternoon. That clears the way for Austin Booker to step into that rotation. I believe he's going to be out there, likely Travis Homer as well, who is still working back from IR. So you're getting some reinforcements for this roster and obviously in particular for this defensive line.
I'm told that Kellen Moore really leaves his tackles out on an island. So one-on-ones are possible. So defensive ends might have a chance to have an impact. I'm looking at you, Austin Booker, looking at you, Montez Sweat. Any nuggets, Chris?
Yeah, a few. Cairo Santos ruled out with that thigh injury. Jake Moody will step in once again as the Bears kicker. I'd expect the practice squad elevation on Saturday afternoon. Caleb Williams is averaging 235.8 passing yards through five games. Multiply that by 17, that puts him on a pace for 4,008 yards. So Ooh. He's just above that 4,000-yard marker we're all kind of watching. This is the first time since 1995 the Bears have scored at least 21 points in their first five games. That was an offense led by quarterback Eric Kramer, offensive coordinator Ron Turner, and, of course, our guy, head coach Dave Wanstead. And this is the first time since at least 1999 the Bears have scored more than 40% of their drives. That was when the statistic became available for Pro Football Reference. It's worth noting 40.4% is league average, so the Bears are just above average but also skyrocketing past years past.
Emma, thanks for the hit. We appreciate it, sir.
Take care, boys.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you.
We are going to talk with the guy who's calling play-by-play on the Bears-Saints game, our friend Kevin Kugler. We're asking him how his Cubs are, too. How about we do that next here on The Score?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
It's going to be great. The Cougs is going to be on. We're going to have ourselves a time.
We welcome you inside the booth with my partner, Daryl Johnston. I'm Kevin Kugler. The Warriors' long pass of the day is 15 yards, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Jalen Johnson. Johnson, untouched for the touchdown.
Well, and a Chicago legend being born as we speak. Sometimes in Chicago, opening days for players set the stage. Many years ago on the north side of Chicago, Tuffy Rhodes came out on opening day and hit three home runs 29. For the Chicago Cubs. 29. Caleb Williams, who's looking for his first career game-winning drive to end his first season. It'll come down to Cairo Santos from 51 yards. Scott Daly, the snapper. Torrey Taylor, the holder. Good snap. Good hold. The kick on the way by Santos, and it is good! The Bears' losing streak comes to an end on the final play of the regular season as Chicago comes to Lambeau and upsets the Packers 24-22.
Spiegel and Holmes.
The good news is, in a market like Chicago, there will be no conversation on any of the sports talk shows this week about Justin Fields or Tyson Bagent. I don't want to tell programmers how to program their sports talk shows in the city of Chicago over the next week, and I don't think I have to. Andy Dalton, Justin Fields. That will be a dominant conversation in the world of sports talk over the next week.
Afternoons on The Score.
Luckily, we don't have to have those conversations anymore. And Cairo Santos will not be kicking for the Bears this weekend. It's going to be Jake Moody. Cairo Santos is out. But that voice that you heard, the face that you see right now, Kevin Kugler, is going to be on the call on Fox with Moose Johnston. And we are very, very happy to have Kevin Kugler joining us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
It is always good to be on with you guys. That might be the greatest open ever for me to be on any radio show. I mean, I don't even know if I've watched that game since we did it, but now I feel like I remember everything about that fateful day at Lambeau Field that ended a 10-game streak.
That is our guy, Chris Tannehill, who does that fine work. And I like that there were two different instances of you telling us what to discuss on Chicago Sports Talk Radio. And you nailed both of them, I'm sure, in retrospect. What do you think we would be talking about this week? What would be your guess?
I mean, clearly, is Cairo Santos the guy long-term, or is Jake Moody the guy? I mean, I know you've got the large contract tied up with the Bears kicker, but Jake Moody bursting onto the scene last week, you know, San Francisco's trash is the Chicago Bears treasure right now for this kicker.
Him coming up with those kicks last week was absolutely huge for the Bears. Overall, though, this is a team on a 3-game winning streak. When you look at them and talk to people about them, what do you see and hear?
I see an improving team. You know, the one thing we sat down with and talked with Ben Johnson about this week was the bye week coming at a good time. A lot of coaches don't like an early bye. They don't love the opportunity to, you know, sit down this early in the season because it backloads your schedule. I think they really liked it. It gave them a chance to get into some of the weeds of this. And you saw some of the differences with this team last week in the win over the Commanders, or I guess earlier this week in the win over the Commanders. The run game was better. They went back, did a lot of self-scouting, tweaked some things. Now we'll see if this is sustainable. That's always the question. Can you sustain this from one week to the next, one opponent to the next? But I was impressed with what I saw against Washington. I was impressed with what I saw in the run game. If they're going to be a different kind of team than what they were last year, and again, they were 4-2 last year before that 10-game losing streak. So far, and Ben Johnson will tell you this, they really haven't done anything yet. But if they can sustain a run game, they've got a better chance to sustain success with this team this year.
So you meet with coaches on the regular. What is your impression of Ben Johnson as a head coach to this point?
Very organized. I like the approach that he's taking. Very even-keeled. And I think that's what you have to be when you're dealing with a franchise that has seen more downs than ups lately. I think you've got to be the guy, the calming force, the steady hand on the wheel, that's going to say, look, we're living with a young quarterback. I am a guy who has worked with quarterbacks before. I feel great confidence in building a relationship with a quarterback. And I think that's what Ben Johnson has approached this from. He's approached this from the standpoint of, this is kind of a beaten up group of guys over the last couple of years. Let's see if we can't just put a steady hand on the wheel and take incremental steps forward with this franchise. And I think you've seen incremental steps forward right now, and this week will be another good test. I know the Saints are 1-5, but it's the National Football League. Everybody has the chance to beat anybody. But you've got to, if you're really a good team or a franchise that's growing, these are games you have to win on your home field.
When you talk to him, what do you recognize from the success that Detroit has had?
I recognize the confidence. You know, there is a certain confidence in demonstrated ability. And he has demonstrated the ability to generate offense in this league. He's demonstrated ability to create a run game. He's demonstrated ability to build a quarterback in Jared Goff, and now trying to do so with a younger first round pick in Caleb Williams. This is something that is not, you can fake it to a certain extent, I think, but he is a guy who has great confidence in what he's been able to do in this league. And it shows every time you talk with him. It showed when he was an offensive coordinator with the Lions. We had him several times, sat in the same room with him, chatted with him about his approach with the Lions. And I don't notice a significant difference for him as a head coach than he was as an offensive coordinator. To me, that's a compliment. You're a steady person, whether you have this role or that role. The role he has now is certainly much more significant than that of being offensive coordinator of the Lions, but I don't notice a change in his demeanor from one chair to the next, and I think that's a testament to the guy he is. Look, it's five games in, and we've seen this before, but if you're a Bears fan right now, I think you feel pretty good about the guy sitting in that chair because he's demonstrated that ability in this league in another chair.
Kevin, did you and Moose get a chance to talk to Caleb Williams?
We did, yes. I know that's been a big conversation this week. We did talk to Caleb Williams, had a good chat with him. He was very, very eager to break down everything that was going on with his team, and we very much enjoyed that. So, yeah, I know that's been a conversation, but we were, you know, he was right there with us right when we expected him to be, and we had a good chat with
that's
him.
That's a relief.
Was that always the case last year, to your memory?
To my memory, we talked with Caleb every single time we wanted to. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember a time. I know the game that you guys were playing the highlights from was the last game of the season. I know we talked with him then. And I know. And look, Caleb was, you talk about a beaten up dude. That was a beaten up dude last year. 68 sacks in one season. I mean, I think Caleb, for all accounts, was ready to get on a plane and go home and rest, which is what he did. But he, to his credit, he was there with us in the last game of the season, and this is our first time with the Bears this year, and he was right there when he was supposed to be. I know what happened on Monday night or in the week leading up to Monday night. I don't know what went on with that. I'm assuming it's a miscommunication between Troy Aikman and Caleb Williams. All I can speak to is Caleb was right there with Moose and I today.
Well, I mean, as long as we appreciate your comfort talking about it. Is it an issue with certain quarterbacks or certain coaches around the league? Like, are some more punctual than others? Like, you know, everybody in other aspects of our lives.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could certainly say there are times where, I will tell you this. There were times where, speaking of the Saints, Drew Brees was never known for his punctuality when it came to attending production meetings. It was sometimes a wait-and-see attitude, and I can remember a couple of times there were conversations, should we leave the facility? Did he come in? Is he gone right now? Where is Drew Brees? I don't know that that's necessarily a rare thing. Sometimes something happens in the facility, the quarterback's not available, or he's not available when he says he was, but I can tell you this week, we were supposed to meet with Caleb Williams. His start time was 3:30, and I think it was 3:35 when we all sat down to chat. So 5 minutes to me is not anything to be alarmed about in any way.
Yeah, and he usually does a little bit of extra throwing, and I know that was one of the things that happened last week, that he was doing some extra throwing. So it's good to hear. I'm glad that it's not something that has to continue into this week. I want some intel on the Saints. And here's why, Kevin, because look, I don't think they're very talented, but they do play hard, and that gives me some reason to worry about this game. What are they saying? What do they look like?
Here's the thing that I think everybody should watch in this game. What's the start? What does the start look like for both of these teams? Because the Saints, the last four games, have given up back-to-back touchdowns on their first two defensive possessions. So if they come out and struggle again at the start, it usually bodes poorly for them because they're not a potent offense right now. They're trying to get better with a young quarterback in Spencer Rattler, but Alvin Kamara hasn't had the same level of touches that he's had in the past. Chris Olave's trying to get on track. They've not been a particularly explosive offense, so you're trying to figure out a way to stay on schedule. Well, they've been off schedule every one of their last four games. You can't fall behind like that and expect a not explosive offense to try and generate offense in big chunks. You're talking about Spencer Rattler, a quarterback who's averaging under 9 yards of completion, which is 31st among qualified quarterbacks in this league. So he's not a big play quarterback right now. This offense is not a big play offense right now. They can't afford to fall behind in this. So if you are looking for something early in this game, Can the Bears do what the last four teams have done against the Saints and jump out early and force them to play from behind, because that's what they've had to do? And it's just not an offense that's built for that right now.
So Kevin Kugler does tremendous work on the NFL. You used to do College World Series in baseball.
I still do.
You still do? All right.
I still do.
There we go.
We can just go ahead and get to it. He's Omaha's biggest Cub fan.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm wondering. What I'm wondering is, because, like, I know, for instance, I know that Joe Buck lets himself enjoy the St. Louis Blues as a fan and let loose and feel it. I think for Al Michaels, it's the L.A. Kings, right? So is that the place that the Cubs have in your heart, Kevin? Since you don't call those games, can you let yourself stay connected to fandom with the Cubs?
A little bit, yeah. I think it's important for all of us to have a little bit of fandom. I mean, if you can't relate as a fan to fans, then what are we doing here? I have lived and died with the Chicago Cubs, mainly died, for a lot of years, and like most Cub fans. And, you know, I can say that I watched with great interest in April and May as the offense was tearing the cover off the ball this year, and then I watched in great bewilderment after that when the offense struggled. I've been puzzled by why Wrigley Field has all of a sudden turned into this pitcher's haven, when for most of my childhood you could just go and expect that there were going to be – it was a 10-9 game and Glenn Allen Hill was going to hit a building across the street with a home run, because that's what happened in that place, and now all of a sudden it doesn't. I mean, you could – I could say that I've been paying close attention to the fact that now every Cubs fan I know is rooting for the Los Angeles Dodgers for some unknown reason. I have no idea why that would be the case. There's a lot of things that I can say, but yeah, I would say I've kept my fandom in that regard.
I think that that's great that you have that, and it comes out in that way. And I know that as I've gone on in this industry, there have been some things that I've found, like Alabama football, right. Arsenal soccer, is where I don't cover those teams, so I can let go a little bit. But I mean, we know it's within you as a Cub fan. So I'd love to know what you think the ceiling is for Pete Crow Armstrong and where the floor should be for him.
I think the ceiling is going to come down to when he can lay off pitches outside the zone. I love the aggressiveness. I love the energy. His glove is as good a glove as there is in the game, period. I will brook no discussion on the glove aspect of his game. His glove is stellar. There are times when he's at the plate that he reminds me of a left-handed Javi Baez when he was in his prime with the Cubs. A great energy guy, terrific glove guy, significant power, good speed, smart on the base paths. But if you threw stuff out of the zone, Javi was going to chase it. You just knew it. And that became the book on him for so many years. And I worry about that. Now, PCA is 23 years old, so there's so much room for him to grow and improve, and he seems to have the work ethic to do that. So I love to see that from him. I think the ceiling is significant. I think this year was a remarkable year. Who has a 30-30 season at that age? Not too many guys. And I think there's a long way that he can go on this. But, man, I'm so far so impressed by what I've seen from him. I just don't want him to, I want him to figure out a little bit more of that strike zone discipline that I hope comes with age.
Oh, what a beautiful and sensible answer that was. Yeah, he's got to sacrifice. He's got to sacrifice a little bit of slug for some contact. I agree. So what should Jed Hoyer target this offseason, Kevin, as we continue the hardcore Cub conversation?
Well, I mean, this is a very important thing. Are you telling me that Steele and Horton are going to be back and ready to go when the season starts? Because then I think that changes the calculus as to whether or not you need to go out and get an arm or two. If you know those guys are going to be slotted into your rotation, you're going to have a decision to make with Shota, it looks like, as to whether or not you want to push that ball down the road. I see you saying throw him out of here. You know, it's hard to find starting pitching, so I'm reluctant to do that, but I understand that. But then you've got to go figure out what you want to do from an at-bat standpoint. What do you need from a power standpoint? Do you chase a Pete Alonso and slot him in as the DH? Do you go and say, Kyle Schwarber, we're so sorry. What a horrible mistake we made so many years ago. Please come home.
That's what I've been saying.
Ball up here. Please come home. We're so sorry. Here's roses and candy. We love you. Don't go anywhere else. Can you do that? Or do you go out and say, all right, Kyle, we hope you're healthy. We want to invest in you. And what does he do? Does he... And his statement at the end of the season did not sound to me like a guy who was like, gosh, please let me sign up for multiple years at the Chicago Cubs. He sounded like a guy who was like, I've already moved my stuff out of here. I wish you all the best. I don't know if that's the case. I think he's a supremely talented player. I just don't know if they saw enough from him and he saw enough from them to make this a long-term relationship.
Go out and get another arm. Even if Steele and Horton are healthy, go out and get another one. The playoffs show you need more. Last thing on the Cubs, at least for me, you okay with the Brewers flying an elf flag on the mound during celebration?
He is not okay with it, and he made that clear by not making it clear.
How about this? When we learned today in USA Today that Pat Murphy and the Brewers listened to Go Cubs Go three times during their drunken celebration after winning the series, laughing all the while.
Kevin. That is that would be very impressive. I love a good rivalry in sports. This is as good a rivalry as there is right now for the Cubs because the Cardinals, God bless them, have decided to just not make the playoffs, and that's fine. If they don't want to do that, I'm not going to argue with them. Their approach is their approach. Whatever approach they want to take is cool. But somebody has to replace that. The White Sox are still growing, and you know, Southside had their growth a little bit this year. So you've got to have some foil. You've got to have somebody who is the foil, and it's the team that, by the way, is the best team in baseball. The plucky Dodgers are doing some amazing work this week in just knocking down the very best team in Major League Baseball. And I kudos to the Dodgers for being able to put it together and scrap their way past this, you know, the best team in baseball. The mom and pop Dodgers are getting it done.
Yeah, they're out there with duct tape and just kind of holding everything together, and then they are out there fighting as the little team that could out there in L.A. Kevin, you are the absolute best, man. We appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Oh, I've loved it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's Kevin Kugler. Watch him on Fox and know that he is one of you.
Know that
when he is calling the Bears game that there's a Cub fan in the Fox booth who is calling Bears football for you, and he's very serious about his Cub fandom.
Man.
Very.
That is some stuff right there.
I appreciate that about him. All right, what are we doing at the end here?
There is something going on in the City Beautiful this weekend, and my partner plays a pretty big role in one of the aspects of that thing. I want to discuss it next right here on Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Or Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried, but I'm always worried. So.
That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
Trey Jones to the rim, splits the defense. He lays it in with the left hand.
That was a big-time play right there. He was split the defense, but then kind of went through and under the bigs to get to the backboard.
Yep, and the pass, and deflected by the Swirsk.
You saved me, Charlie.
Got the left hand. My hands aren't that big like Kawhi Leonard.
There you go. Or Giannis.
I wish I had big hands.
Yeah. So I wish that for you as well, Chuck, that you had big hands, if that's something you want. Chuck and Bill are a fun, fun listen on the Bulls Radio Network. This weekend in Chicago, the International Film Festival is everywhere. It actually has already begun. And among the films, in fact, it's, I believe, the opening night feature. It was the opening night feature over at the Music Box was One Golden Summer about the Jackie Robinson West Little League team of 2014 and the triumph and demise of a championship. I didn't know this movie was coming out and existed. I am fascinated, and I hear it's really, really great. And I hear that one of the best talking heads, a sports media voice in this film, is our own Lawrence Holmes. That's really cool. I didn't know that you were even involved in this thing.
Yeah, they got me involved, I want to say maybe a year and a half ago. We did the interviews upstairs, and it was great because I'm a Jackie Robinson West alum. So I was able to bring some of the old stuff out, some old pictures, things of that nature. I cared about that story very much, and I wanted to make sure that I talked about all of the things that might be ignored in trying to talk about that story. And Kevin Shaw, who's the director of that thing, did an incredible job with it. I'm very proud to have been a part of it.
That's really cool. There's another showing this Saturday, tomorrow at 2 p.m.
at the Chicago History Museum.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get over there.
And then next week, it'll be on campus at the University of Chicago.
Amazing. So. That's really cool. Well, good.
You got tickets laying around? Let me know.
We don't. I don't. Do we?
We do, but
we
not
do.
For that.
What do we have to? Oh, Sandler?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, we want to give people tickets to see Adam Sandler. You're My Best Friend tour. So be caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670, and we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see him.
There you go.
See?
That's how that works, huh?
It's nice and easy. Nice and easy.
Like today's show was. I picked the Bears to put up 35 points and go 5 for 5 in the red zone.
Ooh, Arby's. 5 for 5.
Oh, 5 for 5 is an Arby's thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was...
you get 5 sandwiches for $5.
I thought that's what they do on the morning show? No.
But where's the beef?
That's Wendy's.
That's Wendy's.
I do miss those commercials because they were great. Man.
Bears went 2 for 7 in the red zone in the last 2 weeks. I think they solve some red zone issues this Sunday and get a nice, big, happy win.
If they match the same energy that the Saints come out and play with, they'll win. If they don't, it could be a rough afternoon.
And then hell will be coming to breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Monday.
I hope that's not the case. It would be nice if all the things went well. And we are talking about a 4-2 football team when we walk back in here on Monday.
And Alex Kuhn is supplying Victory Chicken.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's so the ideal.
Even better. Big thanks to Sean Sears, who stepped in today. Tanny had the day off, but he also did a big part of the production for today's show. So shout out to Tanny. We appreciate him. Thanks to Alex. For my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you give us every single day. We will repay the favor on Monday. On Monday, all right? We'll have a full show. Everyone, please, please be careful this weekend. We'll see you on Monday right here on The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.